Hello and welcome to the March edition of the Corporate ESG 5 in 5 podcast, in which we spend 5 minutes exploring a key ESG trend set to shape the market this month and beyond. I am Giorgio Carlucci from NatWest's ESG advisory team, and I will be taking you through this month's key trend, focusing on regulatory developments in Brussels. We shall touch on two matters that were recently discussed in the European Parliament and may impact corporates differently: the European Green Bond Standard and a proposed piece of law regarding zero emissions EU vehicles. Let's kick off with the former. At the beginning of March, members of the European Council and Parliament agreed on the Commission's proposal for the European Green Bond Standard, which forms part of the EU Green Bond Regulation. The standard, which was due to be enacted last year, soon after the Commission published its legislative proposal, was, however, held up by ongoing negotiations between European institutions. For context, the EU Green Bond Standard is the first standard in the world on green bonds and is an integral part of the EU Green Deal. It will establish a high-quality, voluntary standard for European green bonds available to all market participants. Importantly, industry experts widely believe that this will result in a gold standard within the realm of corporate green finance, to the advantage of corporates and investors. But what does the standard exactly entail? Whilst the text has not yet been published, the EU's press release stated that under the new proposal, issuers of EU green bonds would be required to ensure that at least 85% of funds raised are invested in EU taxonomy-aligned principles. Furthermore, they would also have to demonstrate how the use of proceeds supports a company's transition plan. Before mentioning two further novelties introduced by the regulation, let me re-emphasize that the standard is entirely voluntary, which is likely to be a positive development for corporates. The first is the creation of a new registration and supervision system to tighten rules for second-party opinion providers. The second is the provision of voluntary disclosure requirements set out in template format for other environmentally sustainable bonds and sustainability-linked bonds issued in the EU, but not relying on the EU Green Bond Standard designation. This should reduce greenwashing risk and admin burden for corporates and investors. In other news, EU lawmakers have proposed legislation requiring all new passenger cars and light commercial vehicles registered in the EU to be zero emissions by 2035, in line with the bloc's increased climate ambition. The legislation, which is a key aspect of the Commission's Fit for 55 initiative to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 55% by 2030, includes two interim 2030 targets: a 55% CO2 emission reduction for all new cars, and a 50% reduction for new vans, 2021 being the baseline for both. The Commission also proposed several emission reduction targets for new heavy-duty vehicles, such as trucks, buses, and trailers. The final vote was due to occur on the 7th of March. However, it has been indefinitely delayed, as Germany, amongst others, staged a late intervention calling on the Commission to make room for e-fuels within the legislative text. For context, e-fuels are synthetic alternatives to fossil fuels made from hydrogen and CO2 that can be used in traditional combustion engines. In contrast, the Parliament insists that the deal should stand, not least because lawmakers voted down plans to introduce e-fuels twice during negotiations last year. While Berlin has the support of Italy, Poland, and Bulgaria in its efforts to change the text, together these member states only carry enough weight to block the approval process and not to change the text. Thanks for listening to this month's Corporate ESG 5 in 5. I hope you found it useful. As always, please be sure to check out our monthly newsletter and LinkedIn content for more on the key ESG trends shaping the market. And if you like this episode, please follow the channel and click the notification bell so you can get future episodes as soon as they're released. Thanks again, and see you next time.